Day, everybody. We are in the midst of change. And this is Lisa Zimmer with Unlimited Realities. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. So I decided to kind of take a break from guests this week because I wrote a piece. You know, I write little brief snippets on Instagram and they post to Facebook. And I usually just pick whatever's going on in the mode of the day or my own life or what seems to be crossing my path with others more. So it's kind of a random selection that I do every day. And a few days ago, I focused upon the fact that I have some skills with self-isolation. And some tips in this reclusive period we're going through that I just kind of went through, not kind of, but I went through over the last year. And I shared just a few of them, you know, on an Instagram post. A little, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek and yet very, very true. So after getting a lot of feedback and a lot of people, you know, asking for grounding or to walk them through a meditation or to, you know, give them some insight and support, I decided to take an opportunity of using my show where you're just to hear my voice. So if it annoys you like it does me, you're going to want to tune out. However, I am going to offer a lot of tips and offers in insight and just, you know, how to cope through this period because it is new. It's our new normal. And it's a new normal that I think the unknown of how long it's going to be is more paralyzing to people than just adapting into a new ritual or routine throughout their day. So I'm just going to offer a few, some insights. And at the end of this, I'm going to offer a meditation. But I'd like to go into a little bit of one, what my piece was talking about, and two, how to get through self-isolation, self-quarantining with people that even though you love them, you know, after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks, after 4 weeks, I mean, we all can get on each other's nerves. And the best way to cope in getting through these days and these situations is really to take a very deep, conscious and intentional approach to our lives and our words. So the first thing I really want to talk about, and let me preface this by those of you who don't know my situation, I left a 25-year marriage after 2 years of having to live with my ex-husband while we sold our home. And although, you know, we have a great friendship now, the last year of living with one another was very, very difficult. And so with some coping mechanisms that I adopted and had to learn and had to really dig deep for myself, because, you know, if you're in a situation and you're with somebody who really isn't liking you very much, there's a lot of triggers and there's a lot of things that can be brought up or triggered or words said. And so you don't want to perpetuate that. You know, who wants nasty, right? Who wants to fight? Who wants that incessant crazy every day? No one. So I learned really very quickly how to navigate and maneuver. So one thing I learned was that the word mindfulness and intention, we'll throw two words out there, are two of the most important foundations to our grounding and our authenticity. First of all, what's mindfulness? Okay, we hear it all over the internet. We hear it all over television. We hear it in self-help groups. We hear it in New Age spiritual groups. We hear it, oh boy, do we hear mindfulness. So what's mindfulness? Well, it is your mind. So, you know, our mind never shuts up. It chatters. It's in this incessant, you know, kind of drone of what we shoulda, coulda, woulda done. All right. So what mindfulness is it's directing the thought. So nobody wants to live in that kind of knee-jerk, reactive mind thought play, okay? We want to have control over what we're thinking to a degree of empowering and motivating and inspiring ourselves. And the way we do that is we utilize mindfulness. We maybe seek out inspirational books to read. We may seek out inspirational practices, rituals, people, even media, because these things all add to our vibration. If we're watching horror shows all the time, that is adding to our vibration. It's going to contribute to more of a knee-jerk reactive state. Just saying. Not judging, just saying. Mindfulness is really pausing responsibility with ourselves. So it's not looking outside of ourselves to blame or say, this is why I'm reacting this way. It's looking at ourselves and saying, whoa, okay, I can do better than that. Okay, is that the right way to say that? Is that going to trigger that person? So let's just say I became very skilled, quite profoundly skilled, in utilizing mindfulness and navigating chaos. So the last 6 months specifically, I think, was a real wake-up call for me, and I really believe that I went through it for exactly where we are today, because I'm not triggered by what we're going through. Okay, yeah, it bites. I can't go up to the store and get what I want. I can't do what I need to do. I can't go to the beach. All these things that would, you know, add to my life and happiness and joy, I can't do it. I'm home. So what am I doing? I'm utilizing the best that I can do at home. And in our mindfulness, since we're isolated with others, I would like you to just pause, choose your words carefully, be aware that everybody's on edge. Everyone's a lot more than they normally would be, even if they're adjusted or even if they're adjusting to this situation. It's still unnerving. So knowing that we're all in this together, knowing that we've all been tweaked on some level, it's really important that all of us also take our highest road, our highest self, our highest responsibility, and really tap into utilizing our words productively. We don't have to jump in and be wittier, more upcomings, or taking the, you know, a more direct approach than our counterpart. We can pause and we cannot say anything. Sometimes not saying something is the best thing to do. Because if somebody's triggered you and said something nasty, or if someone's triggered you and kind of like poked a rib, you know, metaphorically, we have many choices. Two specific choices are react or don't react. And oftentimes, non-reaction speaks volumes. So I would encourage all of us to let's, you know, I know it's hard, man. I know after I'm like on week 4 or 5 coming into seclusion here with my son, 21-year-old son, and he's great. So, you know, it hasn't been horrific. I have no issues with having to deal with, you know, personalities right now. But I've been there, and I have advice. Be mindful. Choose your words carefully. Pause. Don't react. And if you do, witness yourself. Don't judge yourself. Pause, step back, try again. Next time, maybe you'll be better. Next time, you will be better if you're mindful, okay? So mindfulness is one of those huge concepts that we hear all the time. Some people really, you know, don't quite get the concept of what mindfulness is. Or because it's been so watered down in our society, we don't take the validity as important as it is. So I really want you to kind of chew on mindfulness, because it is really how we navigate our relationships and our lives. When we're mindful, we're more intentional. And when we're intentional, we're on point. We're in touch with our highest self. So as we intend proactively, we are intending our future, we're intending our life, we're intending our happiness outside of this moment. So as we're mindful and present, we are choosing our words carefully. Now, mind you, the human species is an interesting species, no doubt. And when the human is scared, it tends to, if it hasn't evolved its emotions, if it isn't emotionally aware, if the human is still really in a knee-jerk reactive state, the human may trigger another human. They may say nasty things. They may, you know, low blows. They may, you know, criticize. They may just be nasty, okay? So then you have two people. You have the person who has created an attack, and you have the person receiving the attack. Now, as the person who's receiving the attack, you have a choice. You have a choice to react, and you have a choice to take the higher road. Pause, use mindfulness, and your words carefully. There's no need to have a perpetuating argument or fight, especially in self-isolation. Really, really stupid, okay? Not a time to bring up, you know, faults, problems, flaws, weaknesses. Not smart. You're going to have to look at these people for the next few weeks, okay? We may be in isolation at least till the end of April, okay? Maybe into May. And so do you really want to bring up heavy subjects with someone that you have to wake up with every day or deal with every day in a self-isolating piece? No, you really don't. So let's be wise, okay? This is not the time to create more chaos in the home front. It's the time to create more peace in the home front. What brings peace? What brings harmony? Okay, so one thing I suggested in my little Instagram blog was, hey, it's a great time to compliment your roommates, okay? I don't care if they left the toilet seat up or decided to put it down one day. That day they put it down, compliment them. Find something. I don't care if the glass happened to just make it from the sink into the dishwasher to wash, compliment them. Find something and compliment your roommates. It just shifts the energy. It's nothing off your back, you know? No sweat off your brow. It's nothing, and it changes the vibe. Another good tip. We're bringing out the games, the board games, all those fun little games. Hey, let them win, you know? They've got a big ego. If you know that, why trigger challenge that on something so trivial as a game? Let them win, you know? If you know it means something to them, hey, be swift, be smarter. Let's step out of our egos, be more compassionate, be more sensitive, have a little lightheartedness, utilize this time the best we can to advance ourselves, learn something, do more. So when I was going through the last year of living with my ex-husband in a home that we were trying to sell, and we weren't talking to each other, I took up painting. So I've never painted in my life, loved it as a kid in kindergarten, but I never painted because I knew I wasn't an artist, right? I knew artists. I have artist friends. I have very talented people in my life who are phenomenal artists. So there's no way I'm going to, you know, take this up. But I did. So I'm utilizing art. I would love to have a kiln and a pottery wheel, because I really would love to get into that, but I don't. But that's my next creative venture, and I finally have the juice back to get back into my writing my book, because I had to put that on hold for a few months because the stress was intense. So now I'm in a better place to write, focusing on that. I'm doing a lot of, you know, I don't get bored. It's hard for me to get. I mean, honestly, I can't remember the last time I said I'm bored, because I can always find something to do. And I find that the more I look at myself and my strengths and weaknesses without judgment, I'm able to move through my weaknesses easier, tweak them a little bit along the way, and also find new paths or new areas or new things that, you know, we can get into. But as I was saying in regard to the mindfulness, be the witness to yourself. Don't judge yourself. Change the script, okay? Ask yourself, what's the best way to react right now? And then stop, pause, and most likely shut thy mouth. Because, you know, we have to sometimes step back and be the bigger person. And it's that bigger person that really grows faster and goes through more quicker in adopting and adapting to our changes and getting our results met. So, you know, mindfulness, the intention of our words, pausing before we speak, all of these are very important when we're going through this quarantine time with others. You don't want to go into a knee-jerk reactive state. You want to be the bigger person. So now I am really wanting to take us into a higher level. Okay, how do we do that? In addition to our mindfulness, I thoroughly endorse a meditation practice. Now, a lot of times when people hear meditation, their eyes glaze over and they go into a little snore fest in their head, because meditation to them is like one step away from sleep. Meditation, as you get used to the rhythm of meditation, it becomes a requirement of your soul and self to tap into that energy, because the soul and self recognizes the renewal that meditation offers. It also offers clarity, okay? When we're in a state of reception, of vibration and intention, which is what meditation offers, we shift our vibration into a higher level of awareness, a higher level of reception. And in that shift, we actually feel things on a different frequency. So, you know, it's all very subtle, but it's true. And in that awareness, our intuition, our sixth sense that should be taught to us in kindergarten along with the other five senses, is triggered and it's increased. So I wrote a meditation, good golly, it must have been 30 years ago. 30 years ago I wrote this meditation, and I put it in the back of my Digging Deep, Excavating Your Intuition. So it's a very empowering meditation, and it's called Seven Points of Light, and I'm going to talk through that with you right now. So this is an intended grounding exercise, and it intentionally focuses upon light into the crown chakra, okay? I know you hear chakra, but it is chakra. So we're going into the crown chakra. And then we're going to reverse it. And we're going to go to from the feet all the way up from our root and all the way to our crown. So what I would like to do is I would like to do a full circle meditation here. And I would like, a lot of meditations start from our root and move us into our crown. What I would like to do is I would like to start from our crown, pull the energy from source, pull us to the root, then come from the root again and go to our crown, okay? And then it's a full circle of energy, and you're going to feel the full circle energy in our body. We're going to feel a complete circle of renewal and life force and vibration. You may feel a little bit different. You may actually, if you're tapped into your body, if you're intuitive with your body, if you can read your body, and if you are intuitive, you will feel a little shift from that. Okay, so here we go. So I want you to first ground the root chakra in its entirety. I want you to feel the energy around you. Relax and take a deep breath. Inhale, renewal, and exhale, stress. release anxiety, overthinking thoughts. We're going to inhale breath of renewal, life force, support, and love in. We're going to feel that breath come in through our solar plexus, okay? We're just going to talk through this, okay? I'm just guiding you through your body right now. So you feel our breath come in through our diaphragm, into our lungs, up through our lungs and out our mouth, okay? Now we inhale in through our mouth, through our lungs, into our diaphragm, and we exhale. Breathe that stress out. Start to feel the flow. Inhale, positive renewal, intention, mindfulness, renewal of energy. And exhale, feel the stress release. Okay, now you should have a little nice little hum going on in your body. And I want you to tap into that hum. I want you to drop into your solar plexus energetically. Feel the heaviness of your solar plexus. That's your grounding, okay? You're sitting right now, or you're laying down, and you're relaxed, and you can feel the heaviness, the grounding root of your solar plexus. We're not using our feet right now as our grounding. We're using our root, our solar plexus as our root, because we're either relaxed laying down, or we're sitting up. I don't care. Feel into that rooted solar plexus. Now breathe in, relax your stomach muscles, and relax into your breath. I want you to breathe in, intentional renewal, and exhale, overwhelm, stress, overthinking mind. Continue with your breath, get into a nice rhythm. And as you're breathing, I want you to just listen to my voice, and I'm going to take you on a little journey through your body. So that energy has come in through the top and exhales from the bottom out. And so now we're going to focus energy upon our crown chakra. We're going to move that light from our crown chakra into our third eye, between our eyebrows. We can focus on a color, indigo, purple, violet. And as that energy moves through our third eye and crown chakra, we're allowing ourselves to release analytical thought and to feel more into what feels right in truth, in ourselves, in others, in life. We're trusting our intuition, our innate intuitive knowing, as we move the energy down into our, which is blue. Color, beautiful blue, could be turquoise, could be royal blue, whatever blue that shows up, just go into that energy. Feel your throat chakra, allow your throat chakra to open up, knowing that you have things to say. There's truth, there's love, there's positivity. Remember the mindfulness, remember your words, remember to choose wisely as we move down into our heart chakra. Our heart chakra, feel the expansiveness in the chest. Breathe into the heart chakra. The color's green. It could be emerald. It could be Kelly green. It could be a light spring green. But feel into your heart. Feel that heart chakra. Gosh, it's beautiful, isn't it? Feel it expand and open up. And then we're going to take that energy and we're going to drop into our solar plexus, also our stomach area, right around our belly button. And that is a beautiful golden yellow color, okay? You may see more of a gold, you may see more of a yellow, you may see more of a sunlight, you may see a little tinge of other color come in, and if you do, be aware of that. Sometimes people will see a little of a glint of orange showing up there, and I'll tell you why that's coming in next. Solar plexus is very, very important to stay grounded and balanced by. We breathe into our solar plexus, okay? We allow that to relax. We expand upon the color yellow. And as we expand upon the color yellow, we're relaxing our stomach muscles. We're relaxing our breath. and we're breathing deeper, and we watch that color expand, and we relax into that color. Okay? And then we move down into our creative chakra. It's very close to our solar plexus, okay? In proximity, energetically, it's much closer to our solar plexus than, say, our heart chakra, even though our heart chakra can expand and also, you know, move into that. Oftentimes, our creative center infiltrates our solar plexus. And sometimes when we see the yellow chakra energy, sometimes we get a little glint of orange that shows up. And that orange is kind of leaking in from our creative chakra because it's kind of saying, hey, are you feeling me? Are you feeling your gift? Are you feeling your energy? Are you feeling the shift? Are you feeling your innate abilities and talents? Because that's where it shows up. And a lot of times that is a very compromised chakra because people don't always give themselves a lot of credence or credit into what they're capable of or even knowing of what they're capable of. So I want us now to really focus on our creative chakra. It's orange, beautiful, bright orange, and I want you to breathe into that chakra. And breathe out all doubts, all fears, all anxieties. I want you to allow yourself to move through that. You might have gifts or talents or skills show up. Let that be. Feel it. Allow that to be. Breathe into it as we move into our root chakra. We're sitting on our root chakra, okay? Right around those good sex organs, all right? We're going to sit on that. We're going to feel that. We're going to use it as a grounding. I'm going to breathe into it. It is red. How apropos. It's our power, okay? I want you to feel your power in its root, in its real, in its realm. It isn't our over-sex drive. It's our very balanced sex drive, in addition to that passion that's also coupled with our sex drive and coupled with our motivation and coupled with our ambition, okay? All of that is right there. Breathing into how it shows up in our life, okay? Not off balance, not needy, not demanding, not addictive, okay? It does have an addictive balance quality, so we really want to breathe into that. If it feels off, we want to breathe into it till it feels balanced. It will help addictive traits and knee-jerk reactive states of us, okay, when we breathe into this. So it's very important to ground that energy. And so where we are, we're still in that root chakra. We're going to move now back up to the crown, okay? Feeling that root chakra, feeling very empowered, feeling very, very grounded. We're moving back up into our creative chakra. We're watching that also, as well as the Kundalini root chakra. We are watching that now as we're moving up the root chakra. We're still in the root chakra. It's red and it's moving in a clockwise position as we watch that energy move and breathe into it in a clockwise position. And we move up into our creative orange chakra. And that is our second chakra moving in a clockwise position. We breathe into that as we move into our solar plexus yellow chakra, third chakra, moving in a clockwise position, feeling that grounding, feeling that balance. Breathe into that essence as we move into our beautiful green heart chakra, our fourth heart chakra, our fourth chakra, fourth. Green, watch that move into a clockwise position as we move into our third, our fifth chakra, the blue throat healing chakra, moving that with a clockwise positioning as we move into our third eye, between our eyebrows, chakra, purple, in a clockwise position. And we then move into our crown chakra on top of our head, spinning in a golden white clockwise position. And we feel into that essence of who we are, and so it is. And so you are. I am. blessed. God bless all of you. Thank you for tuning in to Unlimited Realities and hearing my voice for the last half hour. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. May we all be blessed through this transition. It will get better. I have faith. I know that. Amen. Until next week, take care and feel my love.